Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
That's cute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah, I'm going to send you a link in the chat. I need you to watch this.
I love this.
And I
surprises.
Want you to guess who is singing the song that is playing.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? Oh, do you know the Muffin Man?
Okay, so it's not Cher, obviously.
No, it's not Cher. And by the way, this is all over my For You page. I have like her. This song is stuck in my head now because every single person has done a video with a specific filter singing this song.
Give me a hint.
It's not a woman.
Okay. Is it an actor?
It's a singer.
It's a singer, okay? Like, relevant to now times?
Not exactly.
Okay.
Not to be rude, but, like, not exactly.
Age? Yeah, ooh, some shade there.
Maybe our age?
I'm never going to figure this out.
You're not. I thought you might be able to guess by the voice, but no. So, that is Adam Lambert.
Oh!
That song.
That's so good. Did Adam Lambert grow up, like, practicing Cher?
No, but I feel like he pulls it off really, really well. He was on an episode of That's My Jam, which is a Jimmy Fallon property.
Okay.
If you're not familiar. And they get celebrities to go on and sing songs.
Yes.
Like Kiki Palmer was on there.
Right. And everyone was like, oh my God, she sings so well.
The big one was when they kicked off the show, they had, I think, all of the voice judges, and it was Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande, and they did a diva off.
Jeez.
And it was the most, it was epic. It was so great.
I need to watch that.
But like every other week, people are on there singing and doing games and doing all these things. And so I got on TikTok this week. And all of a sudden, my entire For You page are people doing videos to this sound. And I'm thinking, what the hell is this? And I look, and it's Adam Lambert. And this was a video that went up 3 weeks ago. Like, he was on the show three weeks ago. So this isn't even recent. Like, he's on there with Chloe and Halle Bailey and Simu Liu, of all people.
I need to see this.
Incredible. I will send you the link, but it makes me laugh because they they put that weird filter on where it makes your face frown. And it makes,
yes.
And but do you know why they're doing that? It's supposed to be, do you remember Shrek?
Yes.
The gingerbread man?
Yes. Okay.
And he has like a sad face.
Yes.
That's why they're doing it.
It's very
so fucking
specific
funny.
To our
generation.
To millennials.
Oh, that.
Elder millennials.
Thank you for bringing that up, because now a bunch of Gen Zers, whenever people post these videos, go, wow, so millennial. They like are dragging us. I'm like, this is funny.
Again.
So rude.
With the dragging, so rude.
Listen, they don't even know how to do their taxes. They need to get a grip.
Ooh. Actually, I feel like some of them are better at money management and financials than we are.
Mary, for example.
Mary. I went on her Instagram page and I was like, damn.
I mean, that girl is
a businesswoman.
A dominant businesswoman, like telling you how it goes. I've learned
the
some
cutest
stuff.
Emo chick.
Right. 100%. Hot Topic sponsored.
For reals.
We love Mary. We love Mary.
Kirby, your mom is coming this weekend?
My mom and dad are coming to visit.
Oh my God, mom and dad. Exciting.
So they'll be here by the time everybody hears this, but.
And you'll get to be celebrating Mother's Day with Janet.
Yes. I had been wanting them to come visit, so they decided to forego their original vacation plans and come to LA. So they're going to hang out with me, Patrick, and Quinny.
Weather is perfect.
I know. I'm so thankful. We're going to go to some museums. My mom said she's going to organize my closet, which I am dreading. I don't even want to think about it. It's just going to be – when she flies in, she told me – I'm like, what if we just got dinner and then we hung out at the house and watched a movie? And she's like, or we could organize your closet. I'm like, I don't want to organize my closet on a Saturday night.
I know, babes. But it'll bring you mental health and peace.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That is so true.
I feel the same way because Chelly,
yes.
Our nanny, does the same thing. Because I think it drives her nuts to watch me just yet shove another bag of cosmetics in the corner.
Chelly's like, we can't live like this under these conditions.
No. What did you get Janet for Mother's Day?
I was going to try to do a big thing for Janet. We were going to go get a facial. I was going to get her some Dysport with Dr. Sam. But ultimately, I realized my mom just likes coming into town to hang out with me. And I really just didn't. I was like, well, who could I reach out to see if we could book this facial? And then I was like, when would we do it? And my dad would be kind of like just chilling.
Right, hanging out by himself.
And then my mom is getting eyelid surgery because she also has ptosis.
Oh, yes.
But in one of her eyes, and it's really, really heavy. And so it's not like a cosmetic repair. It's like literally just to like help her see. She can't get a neuromodulator around her eye area because it could F up how the surgery goes. So no Dysport for Janet this round, but I will be getting my Dysport.
Listen.
Very excited about it.
All she needs is quality time with you.
Yes, so we'll be doing, I'm getting her a bunch of, like I ordered her some stuff off Amazon, so she'll have a little gift basket when she comes.
Cute.
But we're just going to do some touristy things and hang out.
Oh, that sounds great.
What about you? Did you get what did you get for Evelyn?
So Evelyn, she's going to get like a basket of beauty. But one thing in specifically that she wanted or has been wanting that I got for her is, have you ever tried Makanai Beauty? It's Japanese and they make really beautiful products. I think their thing is like they incorporate like gold leaf into their products. So it's like pretty fancy, but they make this really beautiful, I actually have one right here. It's like a really beautiful hand cream.
Ooh, pretty.
And it comes in just this really chic white compact, and it smells like what's called Secret Recipe hand cream. It kind of has like a floral scent. It's very light, and I kid you not, I have given her like 5 of these and she goes through them like, so I'm like, you must have the most hydrated hands ever. She keeps one in her purse. She keeps one in her car, she says. She keeps one at her work desk. I restocked her. This is the Forever Camellia scent. That's why it smells like flowers. So I got her some of that, some new fragrance, and, flowers, all that. But yeah, if anyone's looking for a pretty, like, chic hand cream to give, that one's a good one.
Ooh, that is a good one. I ordered my mom Instantly Ageless from Amazon because I was told this past week when I went to a few events by celebrity hairstylists and makeup artists that, you know, some of their clients who have been doing this for a very long time are starting to get older.
Yes.
And they don't like that they're seeing more lines and wrinkles on their faces. And so a lot of them are utilizing things like Upnique to lift their eyelids.
Not sponsored, but should be.
Not honestly, at this point, I should be working for Upnique. Like, it's like, it feels like a no-brainer. I should just be inside the brand.
You might as well be wearing the logo on your forehead, but it's on your eyes. It's on your eyes.
Right. Upnique, and then also they've been using Instantly Ageless. And I actually first heard about this from my mom. I would say it's not exactly comparable to the Peter Thomas Roth Instant XI firm thing. And I know that It Cosmetics, I think, either recently came out with a similar version or like maybe it's an I don't know if it's new or not, but I felt like that was a dupe for the Peter Thomas Roth one. But Instantly Ageless, I think, has been around forever. They do a lot of infomercials and stuff like that. And it just reduces the lines and wrinkles and baggage under your eye and just completely sucks it up. So it's cosmetic. It's not something that will last long. After you wash your face, it'll go away. And it's kind of fickle. Like, you have to play with it. Like, if you put too much on, it will leave a white cast and it will kind of pill. So that's why, you know, a lot of these actors and actresses utilize their teams to appropriately apply this to them and do it in a way that's almost undetectable. So when I heard, I was reminded of that product. I'm like, oh yeah, my mom loves that stuff. So I ordered her a pack with the little blotter that you like, that helps to like,
is it expensive?
Seal it and stuff like that. I mean, it was, I got her a pack, I think, of 25, which is the most you can get at one time.
Okay.
And it was like $60. So, okay. I mean, it like, per, and you know, per vial, I guess it's not like that super expensive, but like it's like only 25 uses, I believe. So, you know, like people buy eye creams that last them 2 months. So I feel like it's probably more on the expensive side, but it's something that maybe you wouldn't use every day.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Maybe just for big events or photographs or whatever.
The before and afters are amazing.
They're pretty cool. So
that's a good one.
I also ordered myself some just for the hell of it. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Okay.
We'll see. Okay. Okay.
Let's hop into some exciting hair tool news. There is a new Dyson hair care tool on the street. It's called the Airstreet Straightener. Now, when I first looked at this, I was like, what's going on? What's happening here? What is the intention? I'm sure all of you have now seen this tool on your Instagrams and TikToks. It's basically like a wet to dry hair straightener that has some new fancy technology from Dyson that's supposed to help straighten and blow dry your hair at the same time with no hot plates and no heat damage.
That is essentially what I got from this as well. No hot plates. I think people are going to look at this and think it's like the Dyson Corral, which is their flat iron. But
that has plates.
Yes, it does. Exactly. So no hot plates. It's air blowing through the, I don't even know what that's called.
The side.
Yeah, it says airflow is projected downwards at a 45 degree angle to create the tension needed to align the hair for a smooth end smile with less damage and breakage. And I talked to the brand about this before it launched because I was trying to figure out, you know, what was this trying to fill?
Right.
Do you have to use this with other products? And they were like, we don't think this is a substitution for your air wrap per se or even your corral if you're wanting like flat iron curls. Like, that's not what this is going to do, but it could be really helpful for people who are just looking to quickly style their hair and
like a blowout, yes, but not with any sort of
style
curl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly.
So I watched a few influencers using it.
Okay.
To me, when I saw everyone, you know, talking about this, I was like, oh my God, this is perfect for me because lately I just like haven't had time to style or even dry my hair. I have been committing a cardinal sin of sleeping with my hair wet because I'm literally just like washing my hair and I have no time and I'm so tired. So I just go to bed.
I get it.
So I was like, I need this. But you still have to dry your hair to 80% before you use the like wet to dry straightening option. So you rough dry it to about 80%. There's like vents on the side that's acts as like a hair dryer. Once that's done, you then pick the option of wet and then style it. Did you see that, Kirby?
No. So you have to blow dry your hair first?
So that it's not like sopping wet.
This is
what I saw on Christina Rodolfo's Instagram.
I'm so confused.
Because also I have seen the tool demonstrated on other people's hair and they've been like pretty dry, damp, but not wet.
Well, this is what it says on Violet Gray's website. Style from wet. Start with towel dried hair.
Okay, so I think towel dry, like that's what that would mean.
And then you can say straightening from dry, and it's like a refresh for your style.
Okay.
So you can use it on wet hair. Like, obviously you can't just like come out of the...
It's probably like more passes.
Yes, it'll probably take longer. It says, when your hair is wet, you use the maximum airflow and a high temperature, and then you select your desired styling temperature, and you finish drying it and straighten as you would style it in sections. And then once your hair is dry, you select the cool mode and you set it with cool. I mean, I'm going to have to try this. I'm going to be honest. The Dyson Corral I thought was like really cool. This is not that. It's a completely different thing. But for me, I never use my Corral. Like I unfortunately do not use that product. I think it's too heavy.
It is too heavy. And then you like sort of forget to charge it. It doesn't hold a charge very long.
Yep.
I also don't really use that very much, unfortunately.
I mean, I am a diehard air wrap girl. I use my air wrap daily to style my bangs, to add volume to my hair when I haven't washed it after a few days, to create a really big bouncy blowout.
Bury me with my air wrap.
Right. Same. So then for this, I mean, it's $500. So it's not necessarily like that much cheaper than the air wrap, right?
Right, exactly.
So what?
Who would rather buy this than the air wrap?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What does, and I to be honest, that's what I asked them. What white space is this filling? Yes. And I really didn't get like a definitive answer on that. This is what I wrote down.
Here's what I think.
There's an LED screen.
Okay, sure.
That was like a big takeaway for me. There's an LED screen.
I feel like this is a good option for those who have frizzy hair or maybe like more texture in their hair where the air wrap doesn't necessarily, like when they use it, it doesn't hold their style or the blowout very well. That's maybe what I'm thinking, but obviously I haven't tried the product myself, so I don't know. And then maybe just for peace of mind for people who do want to just style their hair wet. Like, they're like, okay, I'm not damaging my hair by doing that. I don't know. When I was texting you earlier, Justine Marjan is like a GHD ambassador. And I had seen that she was, before people were talking about the Airstreet, she had been posting about the tool that she uses called the Duet Style 2-in-1 Hot Air Styler that also claims to be able to transform hair from wet to styled with, let me see, their technology, with, you know, innovative technology that's not going to damage your hair. And to me, it's totally different, obviously. Totally different. But to the average consumer...
How is it totally different, Sarah?
If like, all you... Well, totally different in that, like, I mean... Each of them have their proprietary technologies.
I feel like this is very similar,
and,
right?
Okay.
This is, I mean, it says, literally, I'm reading this from the Ulta website. Transform hair from wet to style without compromising the health of your hair. Is that not almost identical to what Dyson says?
Okay, and I'm trying to be diplomatic,
well, but like, we need to be real.
Yeah, I'm like, the air doesn't flow in the same direction. But now that I'm like looking at it, and that's also what I said, like to the average consumer, it's exactly the same. Yes, you're totally right. It's just $3.99 versus $4.99. How much is it? How much is the Airstreet?
$500.
So it's a $100 difference. I feel like we should do a side-by-side try.
I agree.
We should try them both.
Because, listen, I don't want to knock anything before I try it. I do think that...
Exactly.
Honestly, it sounds like maybe this was something that people wanted specifically for the air wrap, but there's not a way to add that specific component to the air wrap. So they had to create a whole new device to create that.
Totally.
I use the brush attachments all the time to basically straighten out my hair as I'm blow-drying it. It takes a little bit longer because it's not on both sides.
Yes.
And I'm sure they probably were like, well, this would be great if we could have it on both sides. But then how do you attach it to the air wrap since that air wrap device is a very different, you know what I mean? That's why they had to create a whole new head for the mm-hmm. flyway attachment.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a completely different modality than your standard hair dryer.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we'll just have to do a trial.
I'm curious, who has seen this? If you haven't, go to the Dyson Instagram and check it out. And is this something that you are excited about? I mean, both of these products, the GHD and Dyson, I mean, almost identical language. It's really about the health of your hair and trying right. to avoid as much heat damage. One thing that Dyson did tell me was that because there's no hot plates, you're not smashing the hair essentially and frying it between mm-hmm. the two plates, which that's just adding a lot of heat and a lot of damage. Even if you are using a controlled device right. that has like temperature control, right? In this case, you can't have wet hair and then use a flat iron on it while it's wet. That's just like not
no.
possible.
I can still smell that scent of burning hair from when I used to do that right. in high school.
Yes.
Okay, wait, Kirby.
What?
Look at this. There is a dry bar tool called the Straight Shot Blow Drying Flat Iron. That's $179 and claims that you can go from damp to dry in one simple step.
And it helps reduce.
Combines the structure of a flat iron with the airflow of a blow dryer.
So strategically placed vents provide maximum airflow. I think for me, I'm always thinking about Dyson and how innovative they are and that there's mm-hmm. always like a reason. And I think for me personally, what's missing from this is the reason.
Yeah, the point of differentiation.
Yes. How is this different outhouse and the price point than maybe something else? Is it that it blows directly at a 45 degree angle and it keeps the hair flowing in the right way?
Is it like a lot faster than the
right.
other tools?
Those are the questions I have.
I mean, you know how they're always talking about the speed of their tools? Mm-hmm. So maybe it's that. This to me sounds a little complicated to use.
Agreed.
This Dyson. Because you have to not only, you know, pick the mode, then you pick the temperature, then you have to use the cold shot, and there's root drying mode.
There's a lot. There's a lot of components. And I know that initially when Dyson launched the Airwrap, they had some struggles because this was pre-TikTok. And a lot of the influencers they were sending product to, they were not educated on how to use it properly. So they were just frustrated because they couldn't figure out the Coanda effect and the right way to do the hair, and basically said it was not a good product, but it's because you do have to take some time to learn it and figure it out. And
then once you do,
it's great.
Changes your life.
I know some people that never have mastered the Airwrap, and that's totally fine too. But I think...
Yeah, and like what they want is simply what you could get from a curling iron.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And I think that there's been so much more education on using the Dyson Airwrap due to TikTok. Like, I remember there was a whole trend of you're using your Dyson Airwrap wrong. And it was like, okay, first you rough dry the hair and then you use the brush and then you use the curling thing and then you do this yeah. and then you use the cooling shot and all. And I'm like, you don't have to do those things to get a good blowout. I'm sure like Dyson maybe tells you to, but I don't do all that stuff and my hair looks just fine.
I rarely use the cool shot.
I use the cool shot to blow dry my face.
Your face when you're hot?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's like daily. Every single day. Like I'm having a hot flash.
I recently used the Supersonic because I needed, like I couldn't, there's shit all over my house right now. And like I only had access to the Supersonic to dry my hair.
Still incredible.
It's such a good hair dryer. Such a, so fast.
It really is.
It's like, it's just so quick, easy to use. I just love it. I'm like, oh, I forgot how much I loved you.
I brought it out of retirement when I got new hair extensions because my hair is longer now and it takes a lot longer to style and dry. And I'm like, damn, this is so good. But wait. I want to talk about T3 real quick because I went to a T3 event last week. They launched some new tech.
We love T3.
Yes. And it essentially, they launched a hair dryer and a flat iron that is
separate.
Hold on.
Separate. Two tools. Not one.
Two separate tools. Not one. Hold on. I'm going to get it. So they launched the T3 Featherweight Style Max. And it says, input your hair texture and styling preference. Discover your unique heat and air. So you look at it and you essentially can say, okay, I have this type of texture. I have this type of whatever. This is what I want to do. It comes with three attachments, a drying concentrator, styling concentrator, soft touch diffuser, and a smoothing comb. And it says, the right heat setting starts with knowing your hair texture, less heat for fine or damaged strands, and more heat for coarse hair. Select your styling mode. Choose from four styling options to refine your temperature and airflow for optimal styling control. Five heat and three speed settings. Adjust to your hair type and styling sections. Discover your customized combination for fast styling and beautiful results. I think T3 makes some of the best hair dryers out there.
Yeah.
The Curolux, I think you and I are obsessed with because of the pause function.
Totally.
If y'all aren't familiar, it's incredible.
It's also, they make the prettiest tools.
No, they're beautiful. Beautiful. And they hold up forever. I've had my T3 curling irons for, I think, a decade at this point. I've had them for so long. They don't die. It's crazy.
Totally. Same. I know. And they keep coming out with like new ones. And I'm like, I still have my old one, so I'm going to keep using it.
Mine are scuffed to the high heavens, but like are still functioning, and I'll keep using
them. And still cute.
Right. But I learned this from the T3 team. You know how we like the pause function on that Curolux hair dryer? Because if you put it down or you put it under your arm, it stops blow drying.
In between your legs. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about it blowing stuff everywhere. They told me that people were coming to them like at events being like, I think my hair dryer is broken. Like they didn't understand that there was a pause function. And so they didn't incorporate it into this hair dryer because of the feedback they got from people. I'm like, that is literally a point of differentiation for this brand. What are you doing?
I mean, surely hairstylists chimed in to say it helped them. Like, oh, it saves you like so much time.
I don't know how hard it is to institute that into a next batch of
these
babies.
Do we just
babies?
Have to, like, download a software update?
That's actually brilliant. There's actually, Sarah, so many amazing hair tools being launched right now.
There are.
We got T3. Maine just launched their first hair dryer,
so
which is so freaking cute and affordable. And recyclable.
Oh.
Like,
I also love the Mane hairbrush. I know it's very simple, but it's my favorite brush to use.
Wait, can I show you something? Let me show you how cute this is. Hold on. So when Mane had a pop-up a couple of weeks ago, I went and it was just so aesthetic, as you would imagine, from Jen Atkin. But they launched a ceramic round brush. I don't think you can see it because
I can
kind
of see it. There we go.
But it's super cute. They gave me this little...
Oh, my God. Cute.
You know how you have to
I need
protect
one of those.
Your face from hairspray for Zoe?
Yes. Or for use it in the bath because she pretends like she's dying every time when I pour water over her head.
There's a little case for your hairbands.
Oh, my God. Cute.
Effing presh. And then I'm obsessed with these. They're hair clips. Hair dryer hair clips.
Oh, my God. Those are amazing. I would wear those out.
Same. So many fun hair products being launched lately.
Hair is always having a moment, but you know how like nails, everyone was like obsessed with like doing their like all the nail innovations, and now it's like the year of the hair.
I wonder if someone's going to innovate hot rollers.
They have to. Even though all the girlies on TikTok love to use it like the old school style, if they invented a quick one, that's not going to burn my fingers. That's easy to hold. Yes.
Yes.
Count me in.
100%. Love it. Love it. If you have tried the GHD product or even the dry bar product, or you somehow got the Dyson,
or you're interested in purchasing it, like tell us why.
Hit us up. Hit us up. You know what to do. Call the hotline, text the hotline, email, send us a DM, send us a comment. All right, we got some sun care news. So Spate, y'all are familiar because I had Yarden Horowitz, who co-founded Spate, on the podcast a couple weeks ago. If you're into beauty and you really like to learn about what people are searching and data and trends, the Spate report is incredible. And after working with Yarden, she asked me to do their upcoming report, which was about sun care. And I was like, hell yeah, I would love to talk about this. I think the biggest takeaway from this sun care report is that people are really searching for ways to reapply their sunscreen. On the sunscreen products ranked by increase, this is by year over year Google search data. So it's like average monthly search volume. Sunscreen sticks had the largest increase year over year, which is crazy.
That's so surprising. I rarely use a stick.
But I've started to see a lot more of them come to the forefront based on creators promoting sunscreen sticks or talking about the importance of reapplication. I mentioned in this report Glow by Ramon, who is a cosmetic chemist, and he collaborated with Beauty Ajosian, actually, on a sunscreen stick because everybody's obsessed with Beauty Ajosian's sunscreen. Beauty Ajosian had one of the top increases in search for brands in the sun care category.
And well, look at that.
Yeah, so I feel like Glow by Ramon, Ramon himself has been extremely valuable in that space in educating people on reapplication and kind of influencing people to look into sunscreen sticks.
Oh yeah, also please look how beautiful and large your photo is in this report.
It's massive. Way to go, Robin Black. Oh, she really knows how to do the damn thing. The sunscreen stick is number one in terms of search volume, but people are also searching a lot for tinted sunscreen, mineral sunscreen, SPF tinted moisturizer, baby sunscreens making a play, powder sunscreens in there. It has like a moderate increase in searches. I don't know if we'll necessarily get to a fever pitch with powder sunscreen just because you can't really use enough powder sunscreen to get the coverage you need.
Right. Same with spray sunscreen, right?
What do you mean?
Oh, but that, sorry, that they're probably talking about, like, for the body. I'm, like, thinking strictly, like, your face. Like, I never use, like...
No. They're talking about face.
Do you ever use a face sunscreen spray?
I don't usually use a face sunscreen spray. I have I tried vacations, and I liked it, but I don't normally...
Right.
I also think about, like, do you have to apply a ton to see...
Right, because you probably do.
Yeah. So, but sunscreen spray is up there as well in terms of search. And then also, kind of on the lower end of the spectrum, scalp sunscreen and sunscreen lip balm are also high in search. And so that makes me think that there's been some education to people around, okay, you do need to protect your scalp from the sun and your lips, right? It's like, don't forget your lips type of thing.
I love that. I love that people are searching for this. It means that people are paying attention.
Right. I totally agree.
And are are scared.
And even like when I'm looking at this, the sunscreen products ranked by growth, like sunscreen stick and sunscreen lip balm are the top in terms of year over year growth. And we're still seeing a lot for like the SPF tinted moisturizers and tinted sunscreens. So clearly like people, I think that that actually is indicative of the fact that chemical sunscreens have been demonized. So people are like, okay, I need a mineral sunscreen.
Yeah.
But then mineral sunscreens leave a white cast for the most part.
So then tinted.
Yeah, so
sunscreen.
They're like, okay, now you need it. They're this is like, the point is like, the consumer is now savvy enough to know like, if I'm going to wear mineral sunscreen, there needs to be an offset when it comes to the tint so that I don't look white.
Totally.
That's what I get from all this data.
Yeah.
Sunscreen pill is also really fascinating to me. You're like, what? Like, that doesn't exist. I mean, there is like Helioplex, which is like a whole different conversation, but there's no like pill that's gonna like magically protect you from the sun. You do need like the coverage element. And then I thought it was interesting to see that chemical-free sunscreen was a year-over-year growth for that was almost 12%. So it's small, but it means people are still being told chemical sunscreen are bad. But what I love about the Spate report is that it says that it has a little asterisk next to that, and it says chemical-free terminology is consumer-driven and not science-backed. Please monitor this trend with caution. I'm like, hell yeah.
Love that. I find this very interesting, the top increase brands in sun care and tanning. Brands driving the biggest positive change in search volume across the sun care and tanning product category. Supergoop, number one. No surprise there. But it's shocking to me, which you mentioned already, but Beauty of Joseon is higher than Elta MD and La Roche-Posay.
Yep.
and Shiseido. That's so crazy.
I had a discussion with the Spate team, Addison, shout out to Addison, before they put this together to, you know, get my thoughts. And when I saw this, Beauty of Joseon has the highest year-over-year increase with almost 830% increase year-over-year, which is bonkers.
Bonkers.
And it's significantly higher than any other product or brand in this list, with the exception of Keratin, which is pretty high up there. It has over, it has about 250% increase year-over-year. What is Keratin, you ask? Because I was like, I have never heard of this. What is this?
You're like, is that just a misspell?
Right.
Is that a typo?
Well, it's a tanning gel. It's not even a sunscreen. It is a tanning gel. And we were able to pinpoint the fact that when you, this is, I think, from Greece, and it's very popular. It kind of reminds me of Maui Babe Browning Lotion.
It's not sunscreen.
It's not.
There's no sunscreen.
It's a tanning. It's a tanning lotion. It's like Maui Babe tanning lotion. And
oh, no.
On TikTok, I truly think a lot of these trends stem directly from TikTok, to be honest. But on TikTok, Keratin went viral because people were like in Greece applying this to their already bronzed bodies, showing how beautiful and sparkly it looked. And people are like, where do I get this? I want to look like this. And it's like, this is a tanning lotion. This is for sure a tanning lotion, which is, it's.
You guys, just buy some body bronzing gel. Do not.
It's crazy.
Do not use. Proceed with caution.
And it's essentially coconut oil and carrot oil. That's what it is. Which is crazy. But it got people searching. You know, people now want to know more about it, which is crazy. So Tanologist also made a, because this is not only sun care, but also tanning. So Tanologist made its mark. Trader Joe's had an increase in search, probably because of their Super Goop dupe. But also, again, just how savvy everybody is. The top brands are Super Goop, Beauty of Joseon, Elta MD, La Roche-Posay, Shiseido, Isntree, Eucerin. I mean, like, these are sophisticated brands, and most of them are probably the ones that they are looking at in Europe. You know what I mean? The formulations available in Europe.
Man, the power of social.
Right, right.
Because this is, that's where probably majority of people are learning, correct?
Yep.
Wow.
Lastly, I think it's really interesting to see the top growth brands in sun care and tanning, and both K-Skin from Winnie Harlow and Kinlo from Naomi Osaka made an impact on this particular report.
That's awesome.
And it makes me think that people, especially like the Black community who has notoriously been told doesn't need sunscreen, is starting to get savvy and realize that, you know, sunscreen protects your skin in more ways than one. And they are looking for options that are catered specifically to their skin tone. So really, just consumers are savvy. Y'all are smart. Y'all know what you're looking for.
Yes.
Some of them, some consumers not so smart with the
with
like
the keratin
tanning pills and tanning nasal spray that literally I was like, no, Permatan is on this list. And it has an increase, like a shockingly large year-over-year search increase. And Permatan is that nasal tanning spray that people inhale.
Let's focus on the positives of this report.
Okay. There weren't a lot of negatives.
There weren't. And those people are honestly, they've decided in their heads that like it's more important for them to have tan skin than like protecting their skin. So whatever. But I love to see the scalp sunscreen on here. Like you said, the sunscreen lip balm, the sunscreen stick, so people are reapplying. Love to see all of that.
Yep. And I think that we'll continue to see brands launch sunscreen sticks. SPF moisturizer is not going to go anywhere, or SPF tinted moisturizer, rather. I think we're going to see variations of that. And then also sunscreen body lotion. Sunscreen body lotion is so interesting to me because I would just call it sunscreen, but I think it shows that people want a nice experience applying sunscreen on the body, so they want to have something that feels like that actually looks like a and feels like a body lotion.
Yes, because so many sunscreens for your body are really thick or they smell like sunscreen. And so if, you know, on a regular day to work, you don't want to smell like you're going to the beach. So I totally see that.
Thank you everyone for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.